Hello, glad to be back on the podcast Impact Africa by Fairflows. 2021 was great. We launched the first season and we received several testimonies, wonderful messages from the listeners, how impactful it was for them and to them. Now, this year, 2022, we are back again, launching the second season of Impact Africa by Fairflows. My name is Vanessa Richard, your host. And on this first episode of the Impact Africa podcast, what better way to start this year but to understand how best you can develop resilience and how best you can confront challenges that you might face in your drive and pursuit to get to where you desire to get to. On this episode, I have Mr. Nicholas Barrett. Mr. Barrett is a lot of things, and that's why I will kindly ask Mr. Barrett to introduce, tell us a little about himself. Right, Mr. Barrett, thank you so much for joining us today on this podcast. I'm excited to have you. Can you kindly tell us a little bit about yourself? Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Vanessa. Nicholas Barrow is my name. I reside in Zimbabwe, but with a business interest in other parts of the continent. I can say I'm a product of God's grace, though I'm still a work in progress. One thing that I'm grateful for is I'm not where I used to be, but there has been significant progress over the years. I'm a student of development studies, as well as politics and international relations, and also business administration. So in terms of my business interests, I'm into mining, I'm into civil engineering, construction, as well as bore drilling, among other things that I do. I'm married and I have two beautiful children, a boy and a girl.
Thank you very much, Mr. Barrow. You seem to be a lot of things, like you seem to be everywhere, right? That's amazing. Now, let me paint a picture of a young person who has so much. There's this saying that don't be a jack of all trades, a master of none. And a young person who has so much potentials and want to do so much, how can you manage all of these things and still be successful?
Thank you for that. Well, it's a statement which was probably postulated by someone after they had seen whatever they had seen. I don't know how they ended up coming with such a conclusion. In as much as I believe in focusing on a particular area, it's very important. But I also believe that every time we are talking about a particular concept, it's important that we contextualize such. There are people that I know who multitask but still remain effective. Aliko Dangote from Nigeria is one example, who is into so many things, yet is one of, if not the wealthiest men on the continent. So the idea now is to know how you are wired, who you are. And once you know who you are, the most important thing, Vanessa, is to work smart and build strategic teams and have people you work with such that if you are at the apex of the organization, you are now monitoring and evaluating the progress being made by those respective people that you're working with. It does not make sense that you start with 10 things all at once. But you see, when you do some one thing effectively and it can run independent of yourself, it's easier for you to move on to the next. And if you are at the top, you then can manage the leaders of each and every SBU. That's what I've done. In some of the things that I'm involved in, I'm not hands-on. I'm there as an investor. I just have to ensure that I've got someone who is looking after my interests. And every other time, they're giving me reports. And I'm happy that way.
Mr. Barrett, this is powerful. This is powerful. But I'd like to ask this question of you, right? Every young person you see, they want to attain an envisaged height. He or she wants to spread his or her tentacles and not get drowned at the end of the day. And there's always this thing, I feel it's part of human nature, to want to get to the finish line even before you begin deeply. But what are some good processes that a young person should go through before he or she can attain that desired height?
Okay, the process is very important. You see, in life, if you give birth to a child and the next day you see them running, if you are wise, you should run for your dear life. It doesn't happen that way. There are certain fundamentals that we need to grapple with, particularly when we are talking about success, when we are talking about business development. I will give you an example. Take an ordinary person from the streets, probably who has maybe a degree or just an ordinary person. Go and put them in Dangote's shoes. chances are that conglomerate within 5 years might collapse. I'm saying chances are high because the person has not grown with the institution, with the organization. It's important that we allow ourselves to grow, to be tested by time. Because many times I'm invited to speak to startups and I tell them that at times you have a fantasy and you think it's a business idea and you go and borrow money to invest or to start a fantasy, which might not necessarily be a business idea. So it's important that we start small where we are with what we have and begin to grow gradually, celebrating each baby steps that we take. I was told by my uncle that the only thing that starts from the top is the grave, but it will be going down. So many people, they want to start by running, they want to start by flying before they have mastered the concept of doing effectively that one thing. I talk about producing a fruit. If you can master the concept of producing one fruit, it's easier now for you to go to the next level, which is multiplication. But many people are multiplying their unfruitfulness because every other time they are running up and about, being busy, doing nothing, because they have not taken time to understand the dynamics, the fundamentals in whatever business they might be involved in. So it's important for youngsters to start with that thing called an idea. What idea do you have? When you have got that idea, have you documented it in black and white on paper? Yes, you have got your idea on black and white. It's on paper. Then once you have got that idea, the next thing is you have got to try your idea on the market with the little resources that you have. Don't try to overwhelm everybody and say they are just going to wake up and see me at the top of everyone having overtaken the entire market. It's not going to happen that way. You will be frustrated. Take a day at a time. Don't compete with the next person. Compete with yourself against the objectives and the goals that you would have set for yourself.
I was actually listening to hear more. Okay, you just mentioned some of the growth processes that one has to go through. Now, beyond these things you just mentioned, one other cardinal theme is the point of building resilience. Because in every life endeavor, there are storms, and sometimes these storms are so difficult to navigate. For instance, the COVID-19 that came threw a lot of persons off balance, especially young people who are still trying to find their feet. How can a young person build resilience to the point where you can stand tall in the face of these storms?
I'll be very much honest with you. Life is a struggle, full stop. Every day it's a struggle between day and night for us to have a complete day. Around us, there are so many struggles that are happening consciously or unconsciously. So pain, challenges, stress, these are toll fees that we have to pay on the highway to success. You cannot evade pain. You cannot evade challenges. You cannot evade struggles. The moment you want to evade struggles, you are actually bearing your own success. So every achiever in life has to eventually develop a thick skin. They have to eventually have emotional intelligence. IQ is important, but most importantly is emotional intelligence. Over the years, I've come to learn that you see, whenever a woman is about to give birth, there are contractions. You hear the nurses talk, the midwife talk about 9 centimeters apart, these contractions. And as the woman is going in labor, the agony, the pain, the challenges, the baby will be preparing to come out. So the same is true of everything in life. Every greatness is born out of adversity. But many people, they give up too soon, too easily, at the slightest provocation. But believe you me, if you are not willing to be resilient, challenges are you will never attain your audacious goals. So how does one become resilient at the end of the day? Around you, you need a circle of achievers, of dreamers, of people who inspire you, of people who have got your interested heart. You see, you need a shoulder to lean on. You need a network of people who are not willing to let you fall, who are willing to assist you all the way. So when we are talking about your circle, it's important that you deliberately choose who will walk with you in your entourage. It's very critical. It's very important. They say your network is your net worth. The next thing that you need is to read books that inspire you. Read about the story about Nike, Shoe Dog. Read about biographies. Read about motivation. Things that can inspire you to go to the next level. And you see, I fail to understand young people who try a particular vocation, a particular thing. They fail and they give up. I don't understand it, because eventually, you see, I'll give you an example of Vanessa. I'm one person who doesn't take failure personally. I try one thing, I fail. I congratulate myself for having tried. After all, I didn't have that particular thing, so I've got nothing to lose. Tomorrow I try again, I fail, I pick up the lesson, I try again. I know one day eventually it's going to work. So after failing, I come back to the drawing board and say, how can I improve? What did I do wrong? How can I do it better? I keep interrogating myself. I keep asking myself such questions. And at the end of the day, boom, the thing works out. Or it doesn't work out the way I wanted, but I come out with something. I'm one person. You ask me to go and knock at the president's door. I go and knock at the president's door. Anywhere in any country, I meet a new person in a business lounge, maybe in Addis or anywhere. I go and strike a conversation. As long as I've got good intentions, I'm not afraid of trying anything. So we have people who have lost things in life because they were afraid. And most of the things that we are afraid of in life, exist in our minds. Believe you me, without problems, why even talk of solutions? Without problems, we can't talk of innovation. We can't talk of creativity. So for us to have light, it's a combination of the negative and the positive terminals coming together. Why is that we always want positive, positive, positive? Light is not going to come. So we have to be wired differently and understand that our lives, we do not have guarantees. As long as we are living, breathing in and out, challenges are going to be a part of the matrix. You might put together a good business plan, have the A student, actuaries, etc. being a part of your board. You come up with a very creative idea. You borrow money. What happens the next thing? Boom, there is COVID. What happens the next day? There is a lockdown. There's a shutdown. The investment has gone south. Things just go bad. You don't kill yourself. Go and talk to those people. Find alternatives. Keep on fighting. Keep on trying. Even if you owe people money, don't switch off your phone. Do not fail to answer their calls. Call them before they call you. Go and talk to them. Go and negotiate. People are going to respect you for that. Keep trying. That's all I'm saying. So that's how I see it. Build resilience. Have a thick skin. If you are a weakling, believe you me, challenges will come and sweep you, and they will sweep you hard. Life is not going to reward starters. Life is not going to reward people with good intentions. Life is going to reward finishers. Start, work it out, finish the course. That's what I have to say.
Faith Flows is a nonprofit Christian organization. Support us today at faithflows.org/donate.
Okay, I was literally making a mental note here. This is a whole lot that needs to be digested bit by bit, but it's beautiful. Thank you so much, Mr. Bearer. Now, you've mentioned this and you've mentioned it already, but I want you to go deeper explaining it to us. Fear has always been a clog in the wheel of growth.
True, absolutely.
How can a young person uproot fear and grow? That's a question, Mr. Barrow.
You see, in my view, you see people... Okay, let me give you an example. A few years ago, we were watching a beauty pageant and with my friend, and we saw one lady on the ramp, and we asked ourselves, what is this person doing here? This is supposed to be a beauty pageant. What is she doing here? So unfortunately, it was in the night, so we went to sleep before the results were announced. And the following morning, we were shocked when we were watching the newspapers. She had won and she had been crowned Miss whatever. And we were like, what? I learned a very important lesson that day, that everyone might call you ugly, but the moment you tell yourself, I am beautiful, and you convince yourself, that conviction is an aura, is going to eventually go to the people around you. They will then justify and say, but yeah, black is indeed beautiful. They begin going to see the beauty points that you have. So all I'm saying is everybody at some point in life, they are confronted with fear. Speak of your greatest orators in history. Speak of whoever has done anything amazing. If you sit down with them, at one point they were afraid, but you need to surmount that fear. And the best way to do it is, you see, the first time I wanted to learn to swim, I went to my instructor at some swimming place in Harare, and they said, Nick, get into the water, we're going to teach you. And they're like, you mean I have to get into the water? They said, yeah, we're going to teach you how to swim whilst you are in the waters. You don't go to the floor and they begin to teach you, or on the lawn. No. You have to dive into the water first under the tutelage of an experienced person. Then when you are about to drown, they are going to help you out. So every dreamer in life needs a mentor, because a mentor is going to determine your mentality. So the essence is, when I'm afraid, I don't just jump into the deep end. No, I need to have a plan. I need to sit down. I need to brainstorm on how I can overcome the challenges before me. I need to do self-affirmations and tell myself I am the best thing that has ever happened in this particular vocation and this particular industry. I then need to have around me, like I said earlier on, people who are going to help me. And you see, one of the challenges with our youngsters today is we have a lot of mental challenges. Mental health is not celebrated more so in sub-Saharan Africa. Most of the youngsters that we meet, they are going through stuff, but because they like to appear macho on social media, they are not willing to go and cry. They are not willing to go and get help, because if I go and get help, people are going to think that I am weak. People are going to say I have challenges, etc. But it's important that we find a strong supporting system around us and around what we are doing, and through mental fortification.
When you say mental fortification, what do you mean by that?
By mental fortification, what I'm talking about is through reading books, through being a part of groups that inspire you, through sitting down at the feet of mentors, through creating a positive environment that inspire you, through self-development. You see, one of the greatest tragedies in human life is giving somebody money who has a bankrupt mentality. Eventually, they're going to blow that money away. You can't give something new. You see, nothing dies quickly like a new idea in a closed mind. Eventually, it's going to be frustrated. So most of the people who come to me and say, Nick, I have financial challenges, things are not moving on very well. Eventually, if you sit down with them and try to understand their worldview, their mental disposition, you will be shocked to realize that money is at the least of their problems. Money is not the problem per se. The problem is the way they think. The problem is the way they spend. The problem is the lifestyle they are trying to postulate to the rest of the world. It's not about money. Their failure to account for their money is just a manifestation of a bankrupt mindset. I'm sorry to say that, but that's the painful and striking reality that is confronting today's youth. So it's important for our youth to understand and to know who they really are, what they want in this life, and to have a blueprint of how they are going to attain such. Knowing that even if I fail, I'm not a failure. Failure is just an event. It's not me. It takes time to build yourself to become successful. And success to me, Vanessa, if I'm to tell you, it's intrinsic. When I'm successful from within, it's easier for me to change my outside world.
Mr. Barrow, this is quite interesting. I'd like to point out a few things that you said here. Most importantly for me, what I am picking out is the fact that we all do need somebody to lean on. We need a strong support system, which is very cardinal. We need to have an understanding of who we are. We need to understand that challenges are part of the growth process. And these challenges, what they do is to actually build us. We need to understand that failure is not meant to kill you or destroy you, but it's meant to build you up. And most importantly, how you address failure when it comes is also very important. All right, Mr. Barrett, before we let you off the hook, right, I'd like you to say more about this. even though you've mentioned it, the aspect of mentorship, more young people I have been able to interact with, some of them, and there's this concern, right? Some of them say that it's so difficult to get someone to mentor you because some of these mentors are busy. So how can a young person who knows very well that he or she needs serious mentorship, how do I approach these mentors? How do I get them interested in mentoring me?
Okay, let me just give you an example of what happened to me. So I have these two young ladies, they are friends. I've known them, I think, for the past 3-4 years. And they have been giving me a torrid time. For a long while, they text, they call, they come to my office. Please, Mr. Barrow, want you to mentor us. I say, guys, I'm sorry, I don't have time. But they've been pestering me for the past 8 to 12 months. As I was driving home, I just thought about them and I felt really bad. I then called them and said, ladies, where are you? We need to meet. Then we met this morning. I said, okay, tell me what you want. They were clear of what they want. And they said, please, we need you to help us on ABCD. And I made one phone call and what they wanted, they got. So it's up to the mentee to have that resilience that we're talking about. The challenge with most people is when they are denied access the first time, they then call it a quit. It's to me, it's pride that most of us have. We are not willing to go and submit and say to someone, we don't know A, B, C, D, please help us. And if they are not willing to assist us, we are not willing to come and knock the door again. I have several other people that I've helped, some that I wouldn't ordinarily help because at times you meet a lot of people. But when you see someone who is hungry for something, you see, there's a resilience that you cannot easily shy away from. And I meet different characters, and at times I just reminisce about some of these encounters. You meet someone, okay, by the way, I also play the piano. So at times you play it very nice, and maybe it's in church or anywhere, and people come to you afterwards and say, wow, you're playing so nice. Do you mind teaching me? And I say, I don't mind. That's the end of the conversation.
Really? They never come back.
Yes. It's not that they want to learn, but they just got excited that particular moment. But when someone really wants something, they're not going to give up easily. So our youngsters should not have pride. They should be able to go and admit that they don't know and they need help. So you had also asked, how then does one choose a mentor? One can have multiple mentors. You can call them coaches, mentors, whatever the case might be. Choose a person with the qualities that you want. Probably you want to learn about how to start a business. Don't go to someone with a degree in business administration or a degree in entrepreneurship. They're going to tell you exciting things they have no experience about. Go to someone who has started something, whom you emulate, and they can walk you through the ropes. And when you sit down with them, don't try to show them that you know. Don't try to give them some jargon, etc. Go and learn. Some 7 years ago, I used to have a publishing company. I'll never forget a youngster who walked into my office the other day. They wanted help. But 95% of the time, they were the ones talking and I was listening. And I asked myself, you came here for help, but you are the one who is talking. When I'm about to give a particular point, they interject. They begin to tell me about the research they did on the internet, etc. And I said to myself, oh my God, I don't have time for this. So I never saw them again because they were not willing to submit. In as much as they said they wanted to learn, they were not willing to learn. So yeah, it is what it is.
Wow, I think this is a whole meal for 2022. Right, guys? 2022 has just begun and this is beginning on a wonderful note. A better footing, right? So thank you once again, Mr. Barrow. I must say I'm well fed with this wealth of knowledge born out of experience. And I'm hoping that that will be the same experience for every young person who will listen to this podcast. So once again, thank you so much, Mr. Barrow. It's been wonderful sitting here with you and speaking with you.
Oh, you're very much welcome.
And to you too, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. This is the first episode of Impact Africa Podcast by Faith Flows. All right, do also connect with Faith Flows at www.faithflows.org. And also do well to subscribe to the podcast, download and share with every young person that you know. Because while you're growing, let all the young persons around you grow as well. All right, I'll see you again on the next episode of the podcast. Until then, have yourself a wonderful time. Vanessa Richard is my name. Bye.
Breathe,
for now.
Feel, live, love, learn, grow in faith, and make an impact. Introducing the new faithflows.org app, a new kind of social network that is dedicated towards uplifting the well-being of individuals and communities around the world. Connect, pray, learn new skills, teach, inspire others, listen to Faith Radio, and volunteer for humanitarian missions. People all over the globe are connecting on the new positive social media app. Are you on Faith Flows? Download the Faith Flows app today and start living your best life now. Faith Flows is a nonprofit Christian organization. Support us today at faithflows.org/donate.